prayer request this morning? Father, thank you for allowing us opportunity to come this morning and gather in your name, and thank you for each and every one here, and young people here, Lord, we just ask that you be with them and help them to grow up and make right choices. Just that desire to follow you. Just also ask that you give these prayer requests that was mentioned, the ones in Mexico, the sisters there. The trip coming up to Mexico, we have the brethren and traveling down there. He sends it back here now. We have to know where we're starting at, though. Start from the chapter.
I thought of how Abraham, when God told him to offer Isaac, he didn't get offended and just totally disobey, but he was going to do it until God said that he shouldn't.
The Pharisees had hard hearts, so they got offended when Jesus healed the man with a withered hand on the Sabbath.
in the Bible, there's a boy that talked about that he was rich, and Jesus told him to go and give to the poor, but he thought that was too much, so he just went away.
I got the rich young ruler when God told him that he had to go sell his possessions and give to the poor, and he went away sad.
Our assignment was the same. And in Mark 7, it talks about there's this lady asking God to cast out demons from her daughter. And God said it isn't right that the dogs should eat from the children's table. And so he was basically calling her dog. And then she just said, well, the dogs eat from the children's table. And so he said, because of that answer, go, and the demons have gone out.
We read this book together as a family about a pretty long time ago, and it's called A Thousand Shall Fall, and it's about a man called Franz Hassel. He was drafted into Hitler's elite troop that built bridges out at the front lines, which means that they had the most danger out of anyone, because they'd go into the enemy's camp and build bridges. And he was a Seventh-day Adventist, so he believed in what Jesus said about loving your enemies, so much so that he built himself a wooden gun and put it in his holster so he wouldn't be tempted to shoot anyone. And that crime for that would be death if they figured out that he wasn't carrying a gun. But God kept him safe through all that. Almost everyone around him died, but God kept him safe. So he wasn't ashamed of following Jesus for his life, too.
In Jeremiah 43, it talks about the children of Israel weren't doing what was right, and they were just in sin, and God told Jeremiah to write a scroll of all the judgments, write in a book of all the judgments that he was going to put on them, and so then they read the book to the king, and the king got offended, and for every page that he would read, the king would rip it off and throw it into the fire, and so then, because he was offended, and God, then after that, God told Jeremiah to write another book, and he did.
I thought about how Cain and Abel made a sacrifice to God, and God didn't like Cain's sacrifice, and so Cain got offended and went ahead and killed his brother, and then he was cursed.
In Luke 3, verse 19 and 20, where John the Baptist told Herod that he shouldn't have his brother's wife, and Herod became offended and threw him in jail.
I got in the New Testament, I couldn't find the place, but where the crowd got offended and went away, and Jesus said to the 12, will you also go away? But no, they weren't offended at his teaching, so they stayed.
I had the Pharisees when Jesus had healed the paralytic, and they were offended by that because he did it on the Sabbath day, and also because Jesus forgave him for all his sins. They didn't believe he had the right to do that.
I had Jesus, and when he was preaching, you know, his whole preaching life, everybody was offended, whatever he was doing, you know, he was healing sick, and the priest and a bunch of people were just offended of it, like, what's he doing, and, you know, and so they killed him for it.
I had the same as Mari, and where Jeremiah wrote a book or a scroll, and he went and read it in the city, and then some princes heard him reading it, and they went and told him that it should be read to the king, but they hid him. They hid Jeremiah first because they were afraid if the king didn't like it, then he'd try to kill him. And so then they went and read it to the king. Some of the servants of the princes read it to the king, and then the king was angry and ripped it all up and burned it. And then he sent spies and things trying to find Jeremiah, but God hid him to where he couldn't find him.
I thought about the rich young ruler when he came to Jesus and said, "What must I do to inherit the kingdom of heaven?" And he said, honor your father and mother and the commandments. And he said, all these I have kept in my youth up, what else do I lack? And he said, sell your possessions and give to the poor. And he went away sorrowfully, for his possessions was great. He was offended about that.